tonight. The NYPD uses flag vandalism to justify mass spying. Then, will military vehicles draw new attention to the police state? And how Alex Jones predicted Jesse Ventura's vindication in the Chris Kyle scandal. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Imagine if someone said that you were glad Navy SEALs were dead. He told them, look, you retract it, I won't sue you. Welcome, my friends, to the Tuesday, July 29, 2014 edition of InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we're going to have Leanne McAdoo coming into studio here in just a few minutes to break down all of the day's important information. But first off, I wanted to spend just a few minutes here tonight talking about Jesse Ventura. This story is a lot bigger than just Jesse Ventura. It's about hit pieces. It's about propaganda. It's about how the establishment media loves to try to defame and destroy people's reputation so that they can't be politically active for 9/11 truth or anti-war or pro-Second Amendment type activities. And here at InfoWars Nightly News, we pride ourselves for standing up against the little guy when the establishment tries to destroy them. Today, at about 1 p.m. Central, the jury came back and decided in favor of a $1.8 million settlement for former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura in his lawsuit against Chris Kyle, who wrote the book detailing his claims that Jesse Ventura was happy that Navy SEALs were dead, so Chris Kyle knocked him out with one punch. I was the person that got a hold of Ventura in Mexico and first told him about this back in January of 2012, more than 2 years ago, and reportedly Ventura will be on the show tomorrow to respond first on radio to what's happened. He didn't put out an official statement today, but he told the public through his lawyer that no one is a winner in this. And he said that he had to spend a lot of money to try to clear his name, but that no such encounter ever happened. He never met Chris Kyle, and so he had to sue and had to win. It should also be noted that an insurance policy through News Corp is going to be paying the $1.8 million, not the widow of America's most deadly sniper, according to him, Chris Kyle. So it is a very sad story, and I believe that Chris Kyle was being used as a pawn in all of this to defame Ventura. In fact, I said back at the time when it happened on YouTube and on my radio show that I believed it was part of a wider psyop, and we're going to play some of those clips here in a moment to discredit Ventura. They claimed that he'd been in altercations with police going to the airport when he was in Minnesota. It was just made up. He wasn't in California. They waited till they knew that his RV had driven into Mexico and that he didn't have a cell phone and would be out of contact for a few days so he couldn't respond so they could put this story out and try to destroy his name. This is like WMDs in Iraq or the Gulf of Tonkin, you name it. It's a false flag to destroy Jesse Ventura. And even if you don't like Jesse Ventura, or maybe you disagree with some of the things he has to say, you have to understand that this was an attempt to destroy politically anyone that dares challenge the establishment. And Jesse Ventura is a bona fide real deal. He is a real guy. I know him well. And he does threaten the establishment as a possible third-party presidential candidate. And that's what all of this is about. Now, Chris Kyle, as this story began to unravel, was then killed in Dallas very mysteriously by someone at a shooting range with PTSD, if you believe that. It's a lot bigger than that, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm very sad to his widow and to his family, and I think that should be investigated as well. But this sends a clear message to News Corp and others to not be involved in dirty tricks against people politically. I supported News Corp in their case in England with the phone hacking situation, because clearly that was politically motivated to bring down the press. In this case, I support Ventura because it's another bully group going after the press. And I've been attacked by News Corp for that as well. All I'm doing is trying to stand up for what's right and justice. So from the archive, here are a few clips from right when this came out in January of 2012, where we laid out what turned out to be the case. Then after we come back from the clips, Leanne McAdoo is going to be sitting right here with the rest of the really important news on the open borders, on the Syria situation, ISIS, Iraq, the Middle East, what's happening in Ukraine, you name it. It's all coming up right here on InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, I start getting calls on the radio today. And at the end of the show, I was able to watch it. Fox News, Dallas newspapers, Minnesota newspapers, you name it, ran with a story today that this new Navy SEAL super sniper who was at the turkey shoots in Iraq, I mean, brags about shooting women with rifles. I mean, it's actually in Texas Monthly. This guy is in there, and he wears weird skull hats and black uniforms, just kind of an addled, you know, warmonger type guy. I see this video of him on the Opie and Anthony show, a place where I've been a guest, this large show on XM, and who's been after Ventura for a while since they got in some arguments on air. I'm watching him, and I'm watching his body language, and he's looking down, and he's giggling, and he's laughing, and they go, oh, we have a caller that says he once knocked out Ventura, and you can tell it's all staged. Everybody I've shown it to says it's staged, and then he says, yeah, Jesse Ventura was at a Navy SEAL bar, and we know the one in San Diego. I talked to his son, Tyrell, and that's coming up in a moment. Supposedly, Ventura, 6 years ago in 2006, is at a wake at a Navy SEAL bar. And they come over and say, please stop talking bad about the war, some of the families here. And Ventura says, some of the SEALs deserve to die. Now, Tyrell says that is not his father and is pure bull. I've been in airports with Ventura where he thanks veterans for their service and says, I hope you're safe during this war, even though I disagree with it. I appreciate your sacrifice. He talks positively about Pat Tillman. He speaks at funerals and things. He would never. I mean, he talks about how horrible it is that service people are dying in these wars. He would never say they deserve to die. So Tyrell, in his words, says it's complete BS. And he said the guy's story where, you know, he talks about sucker punching his dad and then running away. And when the guy's talking about it, he's looking down and acting like it's all scripted. But I wasn't sure about this. So for about 4 or 5 hours, I studied it this afternoon. And it turns out that this Navy SEAL we're going to show you in a moment is hooked in with Richard Pearl and Dick Cheney and some high-powered neocon and Israeli lobby groups that even The Nation magazine and others have written about, and it's super creepy, and owns a defense contractor company with security, like Blackwater, training, sniper training, and weapons systems. And he's got a big book out, and in all the neocon publications, New York Post, Rupert Murdoch, Fox News, they have this rollout about him. And I remember seeing him last month in Texas Monthly because I've been profiled in there and we take the magazine. And it's him wearing a skull outfit and a skull hat talking about Jesse Ventura right as his book comes out of how he knocked him out because Ventura was saying, I'm glad the SEALs are dead. They deserve it. And implying that Ventura was at the bar when for decades he hasn't drunk alcohol. I've actually been in restaurants, been in bars, people try to buy him drinks. I've been drinking a beer and say, I want a beer, and he goes, Alex, you know I've got blood clots from wrestling. I haven't drunk in decades. Enjoy yourself. Ventura, when I was out in Las Vegas shooting some episodes of his TV show a few months ago, we were driving around after dinner with he and his wife and I was driving. He's like, Alex, I'm sick of the media. Maybe I'll just leave the U.S. forever. Let them have their tyranny. They keep calling in the media and people about me in Nevada and California dancing on tables and people knocking me out. I don't drink. I've never. And the point is he's trying to figure all this out. And he called me 2 weeks ago on air and is like, they're running psyops against me. Here's this fake story. And I go, I know. I talked to you yesterday in Minnesota. They say you're in California road raging. And he said, I don't know. I guess they've been tapping my phones and know that I was considering running for president. Obviously they want to know they're running for president. So all of this has been happening, and then this really creepy guy, who's clearly part of this big psyop, is pushing, you know, calling anybody they kill savages, and war is great, and let's kill them all, and all this really creepy stuff, and wearing skull hats, and he's tied into all these big groups.
Governor Jesse Ventura, we've seen a big national news story claiming that this Navy SEAL, who just had a book come out this week, at a bar knocked you down and then ran away because you were saying you were glad that Navy SEALs were dead. I mean, it sounds like something out of the Twilight Zone.
Well, Alex, anyone that's ever heard me talk knows that that's not true at all. I have no idea why this person is saying it or for what purpose it's to serve. But, you know, if he stated that he struck me, knocked me down, and then fled, I want people to understand clearly he's confessing then to the crime of assault. And it's assault on a former governor, an elected official, a former elected official twice. I want to clear his name because he's confessing to assaulting me and it didn't happen. I can unequivocally tell you that I've never been punched in Coronado, California since I've been out of the Navy. I got out of the Navy in active duty in 1973. And I've never been struck by anyone. Wouldn't there be a police report? I can assure you there isn't one. And I can assure you this event did not happen because it never happened. It's plain and that simple. And what does concern me is that this is two times now within about a 2-week period where the mainstream media has ran with something that was completely untrue. As you know, they stated that I was tailgating a car a couple weeks ago out in the San Fernando Valley on the way to the airport, and that was solely not true because I haven't been to California for 6 months, and I haven't flown in an airplane for 15 months, and you can attest to that because you were with me the last time I flew in a commercial airliner, and that was well over a year ago. So it's two times now that bogus, serious, false stories have been perpetuated out there by the mainstream media against me, maybe because I support Ron Paul, who's not popular or whatever, or they say he's fringe because he stands for peace. Maybe because I support peace and not war in this country now, that makes you a target. Yeah.
Governor Jesse Ventura joins us from Mexico down on the Baja via audio, and he just learned from his son that on Bill O'Reilly's Fox, on at least 10 other Fox shows, syndicated radio, newspapers, they are all reporting as if it's absolute fact. Here's a Fox News headline. Navy SEAL sniper punched out Jesse Ventura. But, sir, his name is Chris Kyle. He has a book coming out. He's starting a big mercenary. This is not the main issue. So you're categorically denying, saying call the owner of the bar, who was, you know, one of your main trainees when you were in SEALs decades ago. Obviously, this would have been out in the news beforehand, but that's not the big issue. And I'm sad to have to raise this to you, but I know in your Facebook comment, also posted at Infowars.com, you've responded. He has gone on all these shows and said, it's terrible. There's the family with the wake. He's talking bad about this Congressional Medal of Honor winner, and Jesse says, they deserve to die. You deserve to die. I mean, clearly the most horrible thing you could say, designed to destroy your character. If this isn't defamation, I don't know what is. It's one thing to say, I'm a tough guy. I, you know, knocked Jesse Ventura down and then ran away, which makes no sense. And then to defame the SEALs and say they teach us to punch you once and run away. I've been contacted by SEALs and others saying that's pure bull.
Now, Jesse Ventura might have been joking about having his phone tapped while he was thinking about running for the presidency, but that is exactly the type of thing that the intelligence community involves itself in. And this was echoed by William Benny, NSA whistleblower William Benny. He made a bombshell revelation on the Alex Jones show today, basically saying that the intelligence community is running our country via blackmail.
Thanks to you and others, we know about the level of deception now, but now it's almost like a mainlining of this.
Yeah, the real problem is that when you gather all kinds of information like this on everybody in the planet, that gives you leverage to blackmail anybody you want. And like the KGB, this is the kind of stuff that they did. I mean, the point is if they can't get at you directly, they can try to get at somebody that you care about. Someone in your family or someone that you're really interested in protecting.
When do you think the end game is coming? And I would ask you, what is the end game of this total surveillance society?
Well, it seems to me that they're tending toward a European-style government or even more leaning toward a Stasi-type government, a Stasi-run government, where the intelligence service basically determines a lot of the policy of the government. And that's what's happening here. The intelligence community is more or less directing what the government is doing and how they do it, And it's basically affecting everything, even international decisions. Like they used them, I guess, to start the war in Iraq, you know, and they used that kind of information back in the Tonkin Gulf for the Vietnam War.
Well, coming up, the Department of Homeland Security has turned into a heavily armed national police force, but they're not actually protecting the nation. They're just policing us.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security was created in the aftermath of 9/11. We were told that they were tasked with keeping America safe from terrorists. And in the event of a hurricane or something like that, they would be there to protect us and to help us. Well, nowadays, it seems that the DHS has actually turned into a heavily armed national police force that's actually terrorizing citizens. Here we have 6 vehicles full of DHS agents descending on private property in North Carolina. Why? They went there to seize a Land Rover that apparently didn't meet CO2 emission standards. Now, Jennifer and Bill Brinkley were satisfied. They made a $60,000 purchase of a Land Rover Defender on eBay, and they checked to make sure it complied with regulations that it was a vehicle over 25 years or older, so it was exempt from these EPA rules. However, when the DHS agents turned up at the property, they compared the car's vehicle identification number to a list, and then they immediately seized the Land Rover, and the couple weren't even given a chance to debate the issue. So here we have the Department of Homeland Security. They're all geared up for a raid-type scenario. They descend on this couple's private property and seize their truck because the VIN numbers didn't match. Who knows how that happens on eBay? It can be kind of tricky to import a vehicle. But this couple thought that they were complying with EPA regulations, and they're like terrorists. They get their Land Rover seized. So not only do they have 30 days to contest this, but they have to, you know, hopefully get their truck back, or else they're out of $60,000. Apparently, the Department of Homeland Security thinks that this is more important than protecting the porous borders and the fact that there are terrorists. Gang members can just roll right in through the southern border. And, of course, we have the TSA allowing illegal aliens to board flights without even showing any identification. So who is protecting the homeland? That's not their job. It's clearly to terrorize Americans. But here is another ridiculous excuse to violate your rights. The NYPD is now scanning through thousands of innocent cell users' data in order to find any evidence that's related to those mysterious white flags that appeared on the Brooklyn Bridge last week. Yes, they are using a controversial technique known as the tower dump, and this allows officers to obtain all call, text, and data transmissions through cell towers during any specific time period. Now, this was confirmed by them. Obviously, we know, you know, we're hearing about this tower dump technique now because of these white flags that are flying over the Brooklyn Bridge. Apparently, people think that that is more of a national security threat than an open border, a wide open border. But how many other states are employing this tower dump technique? We've already heard about the Stingray cell towers in Florida, but they have got to be, that those type of techniques have got to be being employed in cities nationwide. And that's pretty much absurd, because here we have people sneaking up, raising the white flag of surrender, and apparently that is more of a national security threat than surrendering the borders of our country. Now, in some, let's see, some somewhat good news, we have the Albuquerque Police Department. They are considering scrapping the use of the MRAP armored vehicle. This was after a deluge of negative press attention and a lot of complaints. Citizens were going to the city council meetings that they were saying that this vehicle is a sign of America's slide into a militarized police state. Now, the APD, of course, is under intense scrutiny because their officers have been involved in the deaths of 27 people since 2010. That includes the shooting of that 38-year-old homeless man, James Boyd, who was executed, shot in the back when he was running away for the crime of camping illegally on a remote hill. Now, this is all being considered in light of a recent ACLU report, which warns that such vehicles are part of a transformation into a militarized policing, where Americans are now being treated like wartime enemies. And, of course, now the APD is debating whether it should go ahead and scrap getting this vehicle. But it's kind of like, yeah, right, they're going to give up all of that power and all the ability of to impress that tyranny upon the people there of Albuquerque. Now, Peter Simonson, who is actually part of the New Mexico chapter of the ACLU, says this would be a really good sign. It would be welcome and a symbolic gesture that says they realize they are sort of descending down the wrong path, and maybe these vehicles aren't really necessary to police its citizens. And now, as this article points out, although they might go ahead and scrap getting this vehicle, they are still going to be acquiring those 350 assault rifles that they had been ordering. But that's, you know, this is just to point out how important it is for people to push back against this prison that is being built around us before it is too late. Here, of course, the ACLU is catching on that this is becoming increasingly an over-militarized country. The DHS is supposed to be protecting the homeland, not policing the homeland. Now, here is a great article up on Infowars.com. It's breaking down this theater of the absurd, and that is the bureaucratic hell that is the American police state. Now, it goes over some of the recent headlines, like the working mother who was arrested for letting her 9-year-old play unsupervised at a playground. Then we have a teenager who was forced to have his genitals photographed by police. They actually issued a search warrant to medically induce an erection, so that they can compare photos that this 16-year-old sent to his teenage girlfriend. And then, of course, we have a 16-year-old who broke into a home and was sentenced to 23 years in prison for shooting a retired police dog. He didn't kill the police dog. He just shot the police dog. And he, a 16-year-old, is being sentenced to 23 years in prison. Meanwhile, police are constantly shooting the family pet with impunity. So here we're just seeing how absurd this is. But the question here is, who is to blame for this bureaucratic nightmare that's being delivered by way of the police state? Is it the White House? Is it Congress? Is it the mobster mindset of the DHS? You know, is it some nefarious, shadowy government? Or is it the sheepish masses who are mindlessly marching in lockstep to anything the government dictates? Here, this is a Holocaust survivor that poses this question, saying people are expressing no outrage, they're demanding no reform, and issuing no challenge to the status quo. Is it these sheepish masses who are to blame for the prison walls that are being erected around us? And while Americans are watching sheepishly as the president surrenders our nation's borders, illegal immigrants are rallying their troops. That's coming up next.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water. I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste.
Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Secure your fluoride shield at InfoWarsLife.com today.
The results of recent primary elections show that the American people are being roused to action. And once activated, their power will be felt. They will not be mocked. They have begged and pleaded for our nation's immigration laws to be enforced for 30 or 40 years. The politicians have refused. They have defeated amnesty after amnesty after amnesty. And they will not sit back and allow the president to implement through unlawful fiat what they have defeated through the democratic process.
Now, Sessions also urged his colleagues to stand up and be counted, stand up to Obama's lawless actions, and support any legislation that is going to block him from granting amnesty to even more illegal immigrants. And, of course, ensure that no federal funds go to helping to further these executive actions. Now, Sessions also emphasized that he has never seen a situation in which a president weeks in advance has announced that he's going to take action that clearly violates the law. He says that Obama is preparing to assume for himself the absolute power to set immigration law in America, and with this mentality of I'll just enforce what I wish to enforce and determine who may enter and who may work, no matter what the law says, by the millions. Now, Obama has indicated that he's going to be granting these executive actions, granting work permits to possibly 8 million more illegal immigrants. All of this is going to be happening while Congress is about to embark on a 5-week vacation. They're going to have their August recess after this week. So isn't that convenient? Here we have a crisis at the border, the president who's announced weeks ago that he's going to be violating the law. So shame at any of our representatives who are sitting at home on vacation on the taxpayer's dime while Obama surrenders our borders. And, it is really easy to roll all of the blame onto Obama. But of course, he is just a puppet of this faceless, nameless, bureaucratic government machine. They are all to blame. They are all complicit in this, especially if they sit at home in vacation, probably watching on their television, learning about the border crisis with the rest of us. Now, Boehner basically says the impeachment talk is off the table. He says that it's a scam started by Democrats at the White House, and they're using it to rile up their base. Basically, the Democratic campaign is sending out red alert emails, and they're raising money by bringing up this threat of impeachment. So far, they've raised $2.1 million in online donations just over the weekend, and the Democrats' House campaign arm has raised $7.6 million since Boehner announced a lawsuit in June. So, of course, It's all being tossed around as a joke to rile up the base, and clearly our representatives don't care about what the majority of Americans are asking for, demanding, which is to secure the border. Now, most people are thinking that it's just Central Americans and Mexicans who are breaching the border illegally, but a Border Patrol agent has revealed that illegal immigrants arriving from as far away as China are paying up to $30,000 to be smuggled into the U.S. via Mexico. Now, Kurt, they're just taking advantage of this current surge. Now, agents say that people from more than 143 countries have attempted to illegally bypass the southern border. Over the weekend, agents apprehended immigrants from countries such as Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka. And of course, human trafficking is a big business, and now they're trying to get people here as fast as possible to take advantage of our open borders. 20 years ago, crossing from Central America to Mexico would cost about $350. Well, today, smugglers can charge anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. And if it's an unaccompanied minor, that can be double the price for that. So these smugglers are basically lying to the families, putting them in grave danger, promising them amnesty once they get here. Then they're taking all of these people's life savings, I'm sure, and then dumping them here in America where the taxpayers are going to have to take care of them. Now, Obama wants to go ahead and violate the law while Congress is out on vacation and grant work permits to possibly 8 million more illegal immigrants while millions of Americans are out of work. We have unprecedented numbers of Americans on welfare, and the Congressional Budget Office just determined that if this kind of mass amnesty were to be adopted, American wages would fall for a decade. But when asked about this sweeping amnesty, some representatives are still pushing that propaganda that this will be good for the economy and good for America.
Do you think that allowing illegal aliens to stay in the U.S. and putting them on a path to citizenship will help unemployed Americans?
I think what we need to do is pass comprehensive immigration reform. And I just came from a hearing with the nonpartisan director of the Congressional Budget Office, who testified that if you passed the Senate bipartisan bill, you will reduce the deficit and increase long-term economic growth in the United States.
So we have people from all over the world penetrating the southern border. We have a DHS that's absolutely not protecting the homeland. We have Congress who is too afraid to stand up to Obama. We've got a president who's just enacting all of these laws, lackadaisical immigration enforcement. And now we have illegal immigrants who are just protesting right outside the White House because they know there is not going to be any repercussions for them. And then we've got these representatives basically telling us it's all going to be okay. America's going to be great. Now, ICE officials indicate that even if these protesters do end up getting arrested by DC police, they'd have to be serious criminals for ICE to get involved. Obviously, the agency prioritizes deportation for felons, repeat offenders, gang members, and others. But we've already heard reports of catch and release program. The Obama administration intentionally released 36,000 criminal illegal aliens in 2013 because it's just this bureaucratic mess. They're so backed up. So these protesters aren't worried. They know there's not going to be any repercussions for them. And basically, these illegal immigrant protesters plan to demonstrate there outside the White House to call on any immigration groups to boycott any administration meetings until illegal immigrants are included in those talks. So here we have illegal immigrants going directly to the White House demanding to be included in talks, while others are saying that America are just sitting around sheepishly and watching and allowing all of this to happen. So here we have illegal immigrants doing what Americans should be doing, going to the White House and demanding representation. What are you doing, America? What are you doing to stop all of this and demand representation? Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. Stick around for a special report coming up in Overdrive, and we will see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
Valley emergency management officials are concerned that the large amount of people here illegally may pose a dangerous situation in the event of a hurricane.
The Valley's population exceeds 1.3 million people, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Add to that another 4,000 people here illegally.
The entire Valley detention areas will be evacuated first. In other words, before the public gets their mandatory evacuations.
In a South Texas community, an initiative is in place to give illegal immigrants preference when it comes to emergency evacuation. I'm not suggesting that American citizens should be evacuated first, but why can't we put an effort into evacuating everyone who is in temporary housing and or dependent on public transportation? Whether it's an illegal immigrant in a tent, a low-income family in a trailer, or a homeless man on a park bench, there are plenty of people who need help. If churches and other private groups put forth their own resources to cater to illegal immigrants pending trial, that's ultimately their business. But if the government is providing said means, why can't they be provided to all people who are in need? As stories like this become more and more common, residents in other parts of the country are now voicing their opinions of how they are not receiving treatment on level with illegal immigrants. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Do something for our children. Have the same love for these young people like you got for the ones across the border, and you want to save them. Here we got a mayor in our city and our president of the United States who have passed legislation and have given up funding to create opportunities for new citizens to come into the United States, ignoring people who have been born and raised here.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.